Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So I was really searching around today to sort of between yesterday and today to figure out what I wanted to come to you all with this week and to talk about. And nothing was really popping out to me. And I had this conversation this morning and I was thinking, gosh, I really want to talk about, it was a really good conversation on so many levels. We covered so many things, right? But I really wanted to touch on some aspects from that conversation in today's 7 Minute Sunday. But I'm like, man, is that appropriate? You know, I don't know. So I dismissed that thought and I kept looking through my book of inspirations to find something to talk about today. And then it just hit me and I'm like, no. You know, a part of the reason that I love 7 Minute Sunday is because I can speak from my heart to you guys and I can talk to you about what's really on my mind at the time or what is put in my heart to speak about. And I know that it may touch somebody and affect somebody on a certain level because maybe that's what they needed to hear that particular day in that particular moment. So this is me keeping it all the way real with you guys and talking to you about what is more so on my heart, whether it is fitting for this space or not, even though I think that it is, because I really want to talk about the way that our feeling of unworthiness sometimes creeps into all these different aspects and areas of our lives. And the conversation that I was having, it was more so related to women of color. And I totally understand that my entire audience is not all women of color. So those who are not women of color listening right now, I welcome you to stay tuned and continue listening because this may apply to you as well. This may apply to you as well. And also it's good to sometimes hear and understand what's going on with other people just to make you more well-rounded. So the conversation was about this point where a lot of people of color feel like they're not worthy and that everything they do has to show people that they're worthy. It's like we're always on this constant journey, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, but on this journey to prove ourselves, to feel like we deserve to be in the room, to feel like we deserve to have the respect of other people. We deserve to be considered in conversations. And I was saying that, you know, I don't know where this started. I'm sure that it goes back to the history of, you know, a lot of communities of color who have been wronged within our history and our society. I'm sure a lot of these ideas and these feelings and these unconscious ways that we operate, I'm sure that there's origin from those spaces and from those incidents and those things and those wrongs and those years of being treated certain ways. And obviously I'm speaking like this because I don't want to get into all the details. We all know a lot of the details that have happened to a lot of different communities and people. But those things are what help to shape how we continue on as generations of people. And it's not to say that that's an excuse, but I really want to have an awareness so that I can do better. Me, myself, personally, I want to do better because I want to operate from a space where I don't have this constant feeling where I have to have approval of somebody else, or I have to prove myself to somebody else. And you know, a part of what I was saying in this conversation earlier was that, you know, it's starting to sort of disgust me a little bit how when you look around, some of the people that are respected and admired most within communities, some of those people, let's say entertainers, and I use that word loosely, entertainers on any level, because sometimes some of our favorite influencers are entertainers. But you know, people that are showing up in these spaces, a lot of times they are showing up and showing out for you because that's what makes them feel worthy. And I just don't feel like we need to have to do that. They're wearing the latest trends, the latest name brands, especially spending thousands of dollars on things, yet begging you to watch their videos, like their videos, comment, do all these things that support them so that they can continue to front on you, basically. Because that's a part of what it's doing. But that goes back to this condition that we have where we feel like we're not worthy. So what do you do when you feel like you're not worthy? You go and do everything that you can to try and prove that you're worthy to the person that you think deems you unworthy. But what happens when that person is yourself? When you haven't taken the time to look in the mirror and say, this feeling of unworthiness is coming from inside. That's not an external thing. There's nobody out there watching me or in my community or of my supporters who's saying you're not worthy. I'm saying it louder in my head than anybody could ever be saying to me that I'm not worthy. And when you feel that way, those feelings get manifested in so many different ways for different people. But one of the main things that I'm seeing is people trying to buy their worth, trying to show their worth with material things that don't equate. Just because you have all these material things, that doesn't mean that I know that you're any more worthy of my respect, or that you're more intelligent or anything than the next person standing on the street corner. I don't know that. That doesn't prove anything to me. But the point is we should not be in this constant battle to prove things to people in the outside world. And a lot of the reason that we do that is because it's coming from insecurity from within. And we gotta work on that. We really have to work on that. Because it becomes sad and almost embarrassing at a point. So the thing that I would challenge us to think about when we're trying to be progressive in our growth as people, we're trying to be the best women that we can be, when we're trying to show up and not fall victim to some of the negatives, I guess, that surround us. Be conscious. Let's really, really be conscious and aware of what we're putting out there. And what we're putting out there can say certain things about us. So be aware of what is being said about you by what you're consciously putting out there. Are you looking for approval? Are you looking for someone to deem you worthy? Are you looking for someone to give you that green light to be the best version of yourself? Pay attention to those things, because sometimes we think it's just silly, materialistic things, but there's often a deeper thing happening there. And that's what I want us to be aware of, is the deeper elements of those things, because those things affect us, affect how we move, affect how we engage with other people, affect our relationships. It affects a lot more than we know on a day-to-day basis. And if we're not aware of it, then it could be affecting us negatively and we don't even realize it. So that's all I really wanted to say today and just kind of talk about. I hope that you guys understood where I was coming from with this, because it was just something that I felt like if it was on my mind and I had a conversation about it, and I still feel that passion in my heart about it right now, then I should just talk to you guys about it and not try and, you know, brush it aside somewhere like a whole nother aspect of me. And then I'm just gonna come on and talk to you guys about, you know, something completely different. No, this is real. This is real life. This is what's happening. These are the types of conversations that I'm having offline, you know, outside of the podcast. And I feel like you all should be privy to those conversations as well, because they're important. And maybe it's giving someone something to think about that they haven't thought about before. And that's always good. It's always good to consider other things, to consider other options, to consider other points of view, to consume information and then break it down and digest it how you choose, and do with it what you will after that. So that has been my time. I thank you for hanging out with me on the 7-Minute Sunday. I appreciate you. And I hope that you have a really, really good, joyful, enlightening, and powerful. I like that word. Powerful week this week. And I will speak to you next week. And as always, keep killing it.